So what do you call that last song?
That song is called Cryptus Deep by the Next Columbine.
That's what it's called, man. Recognize Next Columbine.
Now, what was your name for the band?
Oh, I'm Tyrant, Trent.
I'm D Block, Derek.
I'm Blakey Too Tall.
Blake.
And what were you talking about there?
That was a song called Charybdis Deep, which is about the like Greek mythical goddess Charybdis.
A whirlpool that consumes anything that comes near it, and then it spits it back out in a million pieces.
Yeah. Miles up in the air.
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
How do you feel that? Oh God, I didn't know that there was broken. You should get that repaired. How do you think the crowd felt?
I love it. I mean, we've had at least 70 people cheer for us after we played a few of our songs.
Yeah. One guy just like came up and said that we've all got talent. We might as well be famous already, really.
Yeah, he came up to us and he's like, bro, D-Block, you got talent, man. Well, he didn't say D-Block, but that's his name, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, you're better than a lot of bands around here. And I'm serious, too. He really said this. It was a couple. Like, I don't know if they were married or not, but yeah. So he said, what's your name?
Zach.
What?
Yeah, Zach.
Well, and I'd like to thank Zach here for interviewing us. This is very cool of him. And he listened to our song and sat here and chilled. You know, we appreciate it. The Next Columbine.
Thanks for doing the shout out to me.
Thanks for doing this for us.
Oh, no problem. Anything else? I mean, why the Mosey? Why not? I mean, how's that affecting you this evening?
Mosey, we chose the Mosey because, like, we knew we could get millions, like, not millions, but a lot of people to listen to us and actually maybe forcefully listen to us, really. Because, I mean, we weren't scheduled.
You know what they call that?
What?
Captive audience.
Speaking
of which, now, sir, are you the drummer of the band?
No, I'm just...
Have you auditioned before?
No, I'm the original guitarist's younger brother, and I'm just here to enjoy them.
Are you in the band?
No.
No, he's just a fan.
Have you thought about it?
I just met him today.
If you want to get inside, you can talk to those guys.
No,
we're
over here right now.
Yeah, that's
but they were part of the performance. I mean, because they're sitting on the stage.
Oh.
I mean, you're in the center here, straddling this. You two are going at it. You know, I got to get a picture of these amps coming down with the extension cord as the power strip is another extension cord.
I got two power strips.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Hey, you got a daisy chain what you got.
Hey, it's ghetto, but we got
to
do
it. Are we going to be able to find this?
Yeah, I'll give you a card at the end.
That's awesome, man.
So, I mean, have you thought about expanding your sound?
We're trying to do it.
What do you play?
I play the drums, but I'm not in a band. I'm just a fan friend.
What about a fill-in? Why can't you just...
Yeah, that could be possible.
We actually didn't even know he was here. He actually
surprised us.
You could bang on anything. You got sticks? No, you have a contact mic? Do you know about contact mics?
No.
So the microphone in this recorder picks up air vibrations.
Okay.
They're vibrating through the air. Contact mic is made out of piezo disc, which is also the same thing that buzzes, like your microwave buzzing. But you put it on a surface and it picks up vibrations. So if you talked into a contact mic, it really couldn't hear you. If you yelled and really, you know, made it vibrate, it would pick it up a little bit. But if you lay it on this concrete and you knock on the concrete, you'll pick it up clear as day.
That is crazy.
And so if you're ever away, just carry some contact mics with you. Carry some drumsticks. You plug into any amp. You know, you're instantly a mic'd drum, but you could be playing a little, you know, nothing box.
Yeah, I have a drum set, but...
Do you ever order from Amazon?
No.
I'll just say keep the box next time. Or those paper, or those plastic packaging things, those are very fun drums, because you can, like, stretch them.
Yeah, I like
it.
It's definitely not a possibility of him being a percussionist for this band. Like, next time you see us...
No, why? You don't have any other projects going on? Now, be honest. Have you started a side project since joining?
No, I haven't. I actually haven't.
You?
No.
Side projects?
No.
Side project?
We got a side project. It's rap, though.
Who does?
We all do.
The three of you?
Yeah.
I'm sensing this is like an exclusive thing.
Yeah.
You obviously have someone else that you know that knows how to make certain noises. So maybe they're not right for this particular piece. But why not expand? I mean, what, you're limited to one project?
No.
It's all you guys, how long did it take you to learn those chords? You're missing a string.
Yeah, I broke it here playing.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You're playing the same chords too much.
All the songs that we wrote, all the songs that we played today, two of them we wrote in like a few hours.
Right, no, I understand.
You don't have to take that long, really, to write a song.
Bang it out.
Yeah.
Make noise, have fun.
You gotta find something real meaningful. If you wanna have a successful song, you just find something that's meaningful and write in a poetic form and like see where it gets you. And if not, you gotta change it up a little bit. See what you can do.
Exactly. Well, there's also Absurdist, but that's for a different time. Final thoughts?
I really appreciate you doing this, Zach.
This is the next Columbine, and like this is just for people to realize the tragedies before and to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Check it out, next Columbine. Don't forget.
Reverb Nation.
If you had to describe the sound of this band, what adjectives would you use?
Badass.
Amazing.
Badass.
Kick ass.
Pretty much the best.
Anything with ass in the end of it.
Pretty fucking damn good band.
They're the best friend band that I have.
The guitarist, how would you describe him?
He's a pretty good guitarist, man. Better.
No, not like in technique, the sound. People want to know, what's the sound? What does it sound like?
The sound is, it's intense.
Play him a quick lick.
The sound is intense, man. Intense. They keep the beat running and they try.
What do you feel like doing while you listen to them?
I just want to like destroy some.
This is the type of moshing music I enjoy. Go out and get to it.
Do people get bloody in this kind of mosh pit?
Not necessarily. It's just a good run around getting rowdy kind of music. It's not too intense beating the hell out of each other.
But that would be funny to watch.
Thank you very much.